Today, Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Ches Omed Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're learning the halachos of Betzias HaPas in Simen Kuf Samach Ches. And we're in the middle of Siv Ches. Very fascinating dinim here dealing with Pas HaBo B'Kistin. And we're talking about the following halacha, which we began in yesterday's Shir. I'll read it over again. The Mechaber is actually starting from the bottom of Samach Zayin Omed Beis. V'im Kova Sudosu Alein. If a person made his suda, this pasababa kissing we were talking about yesterday, this light batter that you normally would make a mazonis on, but if you were kovea suda on it, so then you would in fact go and make hamotzi on it. So then we said yesterday, the halacha is bevarach hamotzi ubirachas hamotzi. That's where we left off yesterday. Now we start at the very top of Samach Ches Omed Aleph. V'i ochir luhu betoch hasuda. If you're eating this type of very thin, light batter that's made into a mazonos-like product, and you're eating it as part of the meal, yachalu b'soch hasuda, shalom machmas hasuda, but you're not eating it to fill yourself up with. You're eating it like as a dessert, as some sort of a pastry side dish to enhance your appetite, but not as part of the meal, and you're eating it during the meal. Tunim brachal if name, you have to make a bar minim mazonos in front of it. However, lo achrem, you don't make a separate alamichya, the benching that you'll be making on that meal will satisfy this. Now let's see inside what we're talking about in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Mem. Here she explains, lahani rakin v'dakin, these thin wafers that we were talking about, these very thin batter products that we were just talking about as the definition of pasa barbekissin, one of the definitions. And then the Mishneh Berurah adds, and this is based upon the Magen Avraham, which we'll discuss in great detail in the Bir Halach in a moment, v'huadin, according to the Magen Avraham, it's not only talking about the last thing that we talked about, this nivlash, this very thin batter that we were talking about that's pasa barbekissin, but it's going on all of the other definitions that we had of pasa barbekissin that we brought down in the last couple of days of Shiorim. V'huadin l'chol, all possible bekistin hamavar misiv zayin, everything that we learn misiv zayin, they also have the same din over here, that if you eat them during the meal, you have to make a separate bori mini mazonos on them, because they're not really part of the meal. And he tells us, look in the Bir Halacha, we'll see this in a moment in the Bir Halacha, that many disagree with this din of the Mechaber over here. But let's first understand this din fully and read Sivkot and Mem Aleph. Shalom machmas asuda, the Mishneh Berurah says that it doesn't come as part of the meal. Pira, shalom acholom lahazbiya ravono. You're not eating these things over here to satisfy your hunger. Why are you eating them? Rak l'kinuach u'mesika. You're only eating it over here as like an appetite stimulant or something sweet, to put a pleasant taste in your mouth, not to fill yourself up, and you're eating it during the meal, so it's not dessert. Dilu acholim l'mali ravo, no, because the Mishneh Berurah says if you're eating it to go and satisfy your hunger over here, so then he brings down the name of the Emek Bracha and the Drisha and the Magen Avraham, Marma Mordechai, as opposed to the opinion of the Taz who disagrees with them, that in this situation, afilu lo acholim rak ma'at, if you eat a little bit of this even, but it's for the purpose of filling yourself up, heim b'chlal suda, that's called part of the meal, vein tzarech bracha, and everybody would agree, other than the Taz, all these other achronim would agree that you do not have to make a bracha in this situation on this food that you're eating as part of the meal for hunger satisfying, as opposed to just putting a pleasant taste in your mouth or something sweet in your mouth to stimulate your appetite. Sivkot and Mem Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says Tu'un and Bracha, Tekim and De'ena Ochaz El Hashem Suda, since according to the way we understood it just now, based upon the Magen Avraham, you're only eating this item over here for pleasure purposes, so to say, to sweeten your mouth or just to have a sweet taste, and not eating it as part of the meal, Lo Nifta Rebichas Emotzi, so then the bread that you had beforehand can't potter it, it can't exempt it. The bread can only exempt something that's part of the meal. This is considered not part of the meal. However, but if you ate enough of this pasa barbekistin over here, that in and of itself it will require a motzi, because that's a kviyas suda. So even though I feel achol masiko bialma, even though you're only eating it to have a sweet taste in your mouth, but you're eating enough of it to have a full meal, nifta b'birchas motzi. Then paradoxically, the bracha of the motzi would in fact work for it over here because you're eating a lot of it. Because if you were eating it not as part of a meal, but just eating it on the side, you would have to go and make hamotzi on it because you're eating a kviya suda amount. Therefore, mimele besoch hasuda. Therefore, in the meal itself, niftar bebechas hamotzi. So it's paradoxically a small amount. You have to make a bracha. If you're eating a large amount that would require normally hamotzi, then the hamotzi can work for this as well. Sivkot and Mem Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah explains that you have to make a bracha before it, but you don't have to make a bracha after it. The Chose Binyoni Pas, this is all dealing with bread. However, Avo Binyoni Maisi Kedera, if you're having some sort of a cooked tafshil that has grain in it, Shabbat and Lamazun Latafshil, it's coming there to satisfy you as a dish, Tomid mach masasudein bon. That always comes as part of the meal. Kimavur b'simen kuf ayin zal, as we'll learn in simen kuf ayin zayin. And Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down that the explanation over there is shetavshilin elu boim tomid l'lafisas pas. They always come to accompany the bread, and therefore they're considered an essential part of the suda, and they're always tofel to the bread, and you don't have to make a separate bracha on them. And it says vafilu heimemulim peros. Even if this is something that's a fruit filled type of a pastry, kigon sheosan shekorin apple pludin. For example, somebody has an apple kugel or something like that. So then, uchadome, or something similar to this, the Targum explains this is a cookie, mumalas tapuchim, some sort of a pastry. It's filled with apple. So then, haperi nasa tavshil tocha mulyosa. So the fruit is considered over here like a cooked dish inside this pastry. The kimcha ikor, the grain is considered the ikor, vaperi botel agabaya, the fruit is toffled to it and doesn't require its own bracha, and therefore the hamotzi would be patering this entire side dish. Vein lahachmer, and one shouldn't be machmer and say, oh, velikach tzasa tapuchim, I'll take a little bit of the apple mitochim from inside of this pastry. Well, levarach bar priyetz, I make a separate bar priyetz on the apple. That's incorrect. And this, in fact, the heavy bracha levatola, this would be an unnecessary bracha, a bracha levatola. So quickly to summarize, the Mishnah Berurah, based upon the Ramah, says that any type of pasabah b'kistin, if you're eating it during the meal as a separate little sweetening agent, you have to make a bari minim azonus on it. That includes all the pasabah b'kistin. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Te'unim Bracha Lefneim, the Chofetz Chaim says that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And he says this is true for all pasabah b'kistin. However, in the second line, he says, "V'nei be'emes kidvar b'vur b'kam rishonim." Many rishonim agree with this Magen Avraham. "V'nei kozel ikar din," and that's the essential din over here. However, he says, "Avol lidon," but to those opinions who are mesafkin b'pasa b'abikisin, mayhi, we have three different opinions as to what pasa b'abikisin is. And while we brought down earlier that there is the idea that all of them are not mutually contradictory, however, according to those that say that they're each separate opinions and one doesn't necessarily agree with the other, you have a problem over here. So Mishum de Sofik de Rabban Lohakel Vein Srichim Lo Lavar Hamotzi Birchas Hamozim Sharpas. While we normally don't make you say an extra Hamotzi and Birchas Hamozim, if you're having this lechatrila and will allow you to have just a mezonos and an alamichya, however, here in the middle of the meal, we should be saying, Adirabba, Sofik to Rabban Lohakel, since we're not sure, maybe this is actually bread and doesn't require any brach at all. And he says, Al Kain, Ein Levarach Al Pas Kisin B'Soch Hasuda, these opinions would hold that you shouldn't make a Bori Miminazonis over here, and especially if you hold, as we pointed out previously, that they aren't mutually exclusive. And in fact, the only time that you should make a Bori Miminazonis over here, if it's something that is considered Pasabol Kisin L'Kuleyama, according to all the opinions. Ladina, the Chofetz Chaim says, the be'ochel dover hanilosh bidvash, if reading something that was kneaded together with honey or eggs, or chaygabna besocha suda, the classical pasabah b'knissen that was the second opinion that was made from kneading the item with the dough, kigon lekach, the kichloch, some sort of pastry, and the kichols, or oven yeveshim, like a pretzel, lo yivar besocha suda, filim ochel mekinuch, if you take a pretzel in the middle of the meal, not at dessert, but in the middle of the meal, or you take some sort of these pastries, or lekach over here, or kichel, in the middle of the meal, and you're doing it just to have a sweet taste in your mouth, so then you do not make a bari minim azonus according to those, as opposed to the Magen Avraham who said you do. And if you're eating a fruit-filled type of a tart, so then you would make a bracha if you want to, lo hifsid if you do, because that seems to be the opinion of most poskim, that that's definitely possible to be kistin. Chayyodim writes the afa lekach v'kichloch lechatri l'roi shi'chavi mishas birchas hamotzi liftaroso. If you want to get around this, so when you do wash on the bread at the beginning, and you know you're going to have these dishes, so having them in mind that they're part of the suda, then the bread will pater them, and that would work according to the Chayyodim. The issue foot number 39 brings down a very interesting question. What about Ugo's tart? If you have some sort of a pastry with a tart, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Tzatzal brings down Shadino Kivade Pasabah B'Kistin. This would fit into the category that everybody would agree it's Pasabah B'Kistin. Mipnei Shasukor Vabetzim Hashemen Shubah Heim Kimat Merubim in Akemach. Because here there's so much of the filler over here, there's very little of the pastry in comparison, so you definitely would have to make a mezonos if you had this in the middle of the meal. And he says so is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman's Tzatzal. And he adds, Sha'af rova ugos asuyos mibli laraka, v'chein ugos katzefes. If you have these cookies with whipped cream on them, or they're made from very thin batter, so then this would have the same halach as well. And it's only these ugos shmarim umibli la'ova, that's made from a very thick dough, nechsheves kisofik pasibah b'knisin, and then you'd have this whole question of, do we pass like the Mogen of Rome, or do we pass like the other opinions that the Bir Halacha brought down? And in this situation, Rav Yashiv says, "Al paskin shakolo ugos nechsheves sofik pasibah b'knisin." He holds that all of these cookies are questioned, are they pasibah b'knisin? So the simple understanding would be that according to the Chafetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, you should not over here make a separate bari mirzonos and follow the chayyodim, have them in mind if you know you're going to have them when you have the bread brought on the table. In regards to waffles, means that v'shelat shuvas or l'tzion shadinam kivadai pasibah b'kisnin. This would be definitely pasibah b'kisnin. Mimnation miskaimin behem kol shloshes hatanoim. They fulfill all the different opinions that are pasibah b'kisnin, and therefore you definitely have to make your bari mimin zonos on them if you have them in the middle of the meal, and therefore yesh l'varach aleim b'soch hasuda. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "I will also rikikim, those wafers that are dakim, very, very thin, shenostim mirkachas aleim, that you put some sort of a jam or a confection on top of them, where the jam and the confection is really the ikker thing, and the wafer is not really part of the deal over here, it's just being there, so you can eat the jam and a confection without getting your hands all dirty, heim tfeilim legabi hamirkachas. They really are subordinate so much so to the mirkachas, ubichas hamirkachas potrosan." And here you have the very unusual situation where the jam or the jelly that you're putting on top of this wafer exempts you from having to make a bracha on the wafer, and you're just making the bracha on the jam or the jelly. Mr. Burnsif Kutman Dalit explains, Koyal Iko Din Pasibah B'Kisin. This discussion is going on the basic din of Pasibah B'Kisin, the Komash Rulon, the Zelo Hevi B'Klobo. This is not included in Pasibah B'Kisin. Dein Mevorach Mezelo Iso Klal. You're not questioning here, do I make a mezonos or do I make a motzi? Mishum de tefela lemerkachas kidim farish, because this is subordinate totally, and the wafer here is, so to say, almost like a spoon or a fork, so you don't get your hands dirty, and that's why you only make a bracha on the merkachas, and you don't make a bracha on the actual wafer itself. Mishabur explains this further in Sipkot Memhei. The aim is skavi lechol arikikin. You really have no intention to eat this very thin wafer that has the jam or the jelly on it. It'd be impolite to stick your finger into the jelly dish and take out jelly and lick it off your finger. So therefore, you take some sort of a very thin wafer or a cracker and you put the jelly on that. That's really what you're interested in. And you're only eating the wafer over here so your hands don't get dirty. And in this situation, this dough product is considered totally subordinate. And we learn this in the common Basim and Reshut base. Because Lachronim Shom, they explain further over there, where nowadays we put these confection, these jams on these items called Dushonim, Shekorim Lekach Plodim, which the Targum over here on the bottom in the number 6 says, Ugo Mulaz Bemini Mesika, it's some sort of a cookie filled up with sweet things. Here, this cookie in itself is very tasty and is eaten separately by itself. Therefore, imken kavonosom gam bishul achilas adushonim. So these honey crackers or whatever they are over here are actually themselves a food, and the mirkachas on top of them is a separate food. So therefore, whenever you have the mezonos being eaten for the intention of eating the mezonos and not just as a instead of a spoon, so to say, then it always is the ikor. In this situation, the wafer, which is it's tasty and desirable, would make the bracha mezonos on that, and it would pop the jam or the confection that you put on top of this wafer. Upashut, the Mishnah Berurah says, the davka should be ace afia nefin biyachad. This is true only if they were both cooked together, that we have this whole discussion over here, that maybe the mirkachas is the ikr and this wafer is the tofel. That's only when they're baked together. Avalim ofa adushan levad. You're cooking these wafers separately. Then you put some jam on top of them. In this situation, you can't say that the jam is tofel to the wafer. Ain't nasin amakachas tvelelehem, because you want the jam separately. The wafer was cooked separately, the jam was cooked separately. Shekavonoso lechoshtem. You want to eat both of them. The ain't hamirkachas boin lulafis of dushan. You can't say that the spread, the confection over here, is coming just to go and accompany the Duvshonim. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Yitzorach Levarach Gam Ala Mirkachas. He says you have to make a separate bracha over here on the Mirkachas as well. He does point out in Dershu Foot number 37, this is only Dafke Yesh Amine Hamazonosh Shechova Gedolosh Amakachas. That's if you put a huge amount of jelly on it. And in this situation, you can't say that the jelly is really just coming to be an aside dish, so to say, to the wafer. If you put a huge amount of jelly on it, so then you have to make a bracha separate on the jelly and on the wafer. However, if you just put a little bit amount on it, so then it's considered tofel to the wafer. So, for example, he says if you have a cookie and you just have a little bit of ice cream on it, or you have a blintzer that has a lot of stuff inside of it, Rav Ozner, Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi brings down, in this situation, Ein Amir Kachas Bo El Kedil Lafes Esmini HaMizonos. Then the Mizonos is really the Iker over here. Ein Tzorich Levarach Alev Bifnei Atzmi. You don't have to make a separate bracha on it. And this brings down a very, very interesting question. In Dirshu footnote number 35, what happens when a person has, for example, an ice cream cone that is a Mizonos, and he has ice cream? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, says that if you want to eat the ice cream cone as well, and that's Chaviv to you, and you're going to eat it by itself, then you should make first the bracha on the ice cream cone, a borimina mizonos, and then you make a shahakol on the glida on the ice cream afterwards. However, misha eino chafetz bigavia, you're not interested in the ice cream cone over here, and you're only eating because it'd be a little bit silly to have ice cream in your hand and eating from your hand, and they didn't have cups, so you took a cone. So then you would only make a shahakol on the ice cream, and you would not make a bracha according to Rav Moshe on the mizonos cone, because it's totally tofel to the glida, the ice cream in this situation. Rav Ozner Zatzal adds further that if you're eating them both together, then you don't make a mizonos even if you do like the cone, because it's totally tofel still to the ice cream. And he says, even if there's a little bit of cone left at the end after you finished off the ice cream, you still don't make a bracha on the cone alone. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita explains further, because you really don't intend to eat the cone, it's just really there to facilitate eating the ice cream. So even if the cone is sweet and enjoyable, you don't have to make a separate bracha on it. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Vav. He says, V'im ochal hamirkachas milamala. Let's say a person licks off the top Mirkachas, v'hishir harekikin v'achol mifnei atzmo, and then there's left the wafer without the spread on top of it. Now he eats the wafer. Then sorach levarach bari min hazonos aleim. Then you have to make a bari min hazonos. Afim ochlam biyachad, even though in the case we're eating them together, v'nishar ol kitzas rokit below mirkachas, and there's a little bit of the wafer left without jelly on it, ain't sorach levarach olam. You wouldn't have to make a mizonos in that situation, because there kivon dikar achilos hoya b'chad biyachad, since you intended to eat them both together, which you did, and the mirkachas was the ikar part, and the wafer was just a way to eat the mirkachas, the nechshav in that situation, it's totally tofel to the mekachas. So even though there's a little bit of wafer left at the end, and you put it in your mouth with no jam on it, you don't have to be concerned over here for that last little bit, similar to the end of the cone that we just brought down of the ice cream. If there's no ice cream left and eating the last bit of the cone, you don't have to make a separate bracha on it. The issue foot number 38 brings down another interesting scenario. Somebody who dips his cookie into the tea, and he eats the cookie, so he makes the bracha on the cookie, and that's poter, the bracha that needs to be made on the tea, and he keeps on doing that, until there's almost no tea left, but then there's no cookie left, there's a little bit of tea left, and he wants to drink the tea, he also doesn't have to make a bracha, according to the stipler, Zatzal, in that situation, on the rest of the tea. You can just drink it without making a shakel. Likewise, if somebody eats soup that has a lot of vegetables inside of it, and he made a bari pri adam on the vegetables, and then at the end there's a little bit of soup left that doesn't have vegetables in it, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says you do not make a shahakel on that little bit of soup left at the end. It's potter, even though there's no vegetables there, it's still potter with the bracha that you made on the vegetables. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Paz Gomor, if you have real bread, afilu pochs mikizayis, even though you're eating a very small amount of real bread, that's vaday bread, mavarach lava motzi, you always make a motzi, even if you're only having a small amount of it. However, in order to bench, avoli akrav, in order to make a full benching, enam mavarach klum, you don't make any bracha, not even a burin afashos, kol shalo ocha kizayis, unless you ate a kizayis, so then we bench, but if you ate less than a kizayis, you don't bench. How much is a kizayis? So if you look in some of the various books, so a typical challah roll, about 1/9 of that, according to some, is a kizayis. Some would say it's a little bit more than that, but again, a kizayis, when you're dealing with bread, is a very small amount. Everybody's familiar with the shurim for kizayis for Pesach, when we're having to be machmir in that situation, but basically you're talking about a kizayis of matzah would be roughly one machine's matzah, certainly would be a kizayis. Mishabur and Sivkot Mem Zayin writes, Pochus mi kizayis, v'wa din afilu al kodu, and any amount, doesn't have to be a half a kizayis, even a small amount of bread. If you're eating bread, also lehenos min olam hazeh bli bracha. Any food that you're eating, you're not allowed to get any hanofrim without making a bracha rishona. Sivkot Mem Ches Klum, you don't make any bracha achrona, however, you didn't eat a kizayis, hainu lo birchas amozu, you don't make benching, to lo shum bracha achrona, and not you make an alamichya, nor a bari nefashos, unless you're eating kizayis, there is no mitzvah to make a bracha achrona, and therefore you're not allowed to, it would be a bracha, that would be a bracha levatala. That concludes today's shir.